Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection.
As Stevie Nicks brings back one of the great singer-songwriters of our time for sure. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and Tom Bourque is our guest. He's our good friend, the president of Tom Bourque Consulting. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find his website. One of his books is True Small Business Brilliance. Tom, you got another one, though, right?
I do have. It's called Making Service Count.
Where can they find those?
They can go to our website. We have a little store right there. And they can find them there. Or our latest book is available on Amazon. That's the True Small Business Brilliance. They can go right to Amazon and purchase it.
Right, good deal. All right, so we're talking about how we can make our business more easier to do business with, more valuable, more relevant. I think that's the big thing these days, Tom, is relevance. And because I I've said for a long time, in fact, this is what my new book is about, is relevance is trumping competitiveness. You still have to be competitive, but before you ever they ever find out if you're competitive, they're gonna rule you in or out whether you're relevant to them or not. And those are some of the things you've been talking about.
But Jim, one of the things I think that our listeners need to be reminded of if they don't already have one, and that is, make sure your company has a solid guarantee that they promote and they communicate to their client base.
Tell us about that. How would you execute that?
Well, there's a lot of ways to do it. First and foremost, have it on your website. Make sure people understand that you have a guarantee. Because so often, other companies might have one, but they don't communicate that. So there's an advantage to a small business that they have this risk reversal policy in place. That is, they'll guarantee their product or service. Second thing is, they could be doing it right there if they have a storefront inside the store, up on the wall behind the counter. We guarantee on their receipts. How about that? How about on their invoices? You know, there's so many places to communicate that. Now, here's the challenge. I do this with my business clients. I ask them, well, why don't you have this thing communicated? They say, well, we're afraid they might call us on it. Well, what do you mean? You want them to call you on it. Because
you can only do this if you're prepared to operate your business based on relationships and not on transactions. If you're a transactional person, a guarantee will drive you nuts and you'll never be happy. What do you think, Tom?
I agree with that 100%. You're so often times.
And you probably won't be in business long. That is a small business.
No, you won't. People want to know they can trust you. That's basic common sense. But if people get the impression that, you know what, if I buy something here and it doesn't work out, then I may or may not get my money back. No, I'll go someplace else.
That's exactly right. But would you have it printed? Would you give it to them in writing? Would you say, would you have Sears used to have the thing where they said, you know, your money back, your satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. It was that simple. I worked there in another life and for a long time, and that was, it didn't matter how long you had the thing. They were relationship based.
Absolutely. I think that's the key. When you have that kind of a philosophy, approach to dealing with your clients and customers, it just resonates throughout your organization, and you attract the kind of people that want to work for an organization like that. And of course, you attract the kind of clients and customers that want to do business with you in that respect.
So I think that's something you have to think about, the guarantee, though, because people will take advantage of you.
That's true. Now, Jim, let me mention this about the guarantee. Another advantage to a business owner and their team is that if they have a solid guarantee in place and they enforce it, it holds the team and the business owner to higher standards.
Right.
So they've got to continually make sure that they're delivering the service.
Something broken if you don't want to have to guarantee.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a higher standard.
You don't have to guarantee stuff that lasts, do you?
No. And that's the key, you know, is to be able to have that.
I got one last question for you. What do you do when you call a small business and you get a voice machine instead of a person?
Well, I think you're putting your company at a great disadvantage, because especially with small business, people want to call somebody and they want to hear someone answer the phone and they want to hear who it is. They want to be able to have that person identify themselves and begin that business relationship with that small business person.
I go somewhere else.
Yeah, if they don't get it, you're right.
Yeah, if I don't have a if I call a small business and I don't get a person answering the phone, look, mm-hmm. folks, if you've got a phone system answering your phone and you're a small business, get rid of it today, because otherwise, yeah. You're not going to have my business. Not at first. You're not anyway. Hey, Tom, I need a website again. One more time, please.
Please go to www.tomborg.com.
Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Tom Borg, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.